said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
People, get ready.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Gather round your radio now for Hughesy and Aaron.
It's Hughesy and Ed. Kate Langbrook will join us a little bit later on. our thoughts are still with Aaron Molan's family. Funeral is this week, so thoughts with the family on the sad passing of Jim Molan. Also thoughts with the people of Los Angeles. Massive shooting over there. I was just there with my family.
Yeah,
you know, we probably went to that, didn't go to the dance club, we might have been close by. Very sobering.
And that is the sad looming spectre in America at all times.
You've just got to work it out.
They won't. Because of various reasons.
Money, basically.
Yep.
Anyway, so, yes, people say, well, you know, if someone else had a gun, they could have shot the guy with the gun. That's what they would say.
I know, but then...
Yeah, well, there was a shocking footage in, I think it was in Houston, of a man, a guy came in with a gun to rob a cafe, and he's waving the gun around and got the money off everyone. And then as he's leaving, another man just stood up and shot him dead.
Yeah.
And got everyone's money back. So people would say, well, if that other guy hadn't had the gun, well, then, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
A lot to think about.
Yeah.
Above our pay grade.
Yeah. Most certainly above our pay grade.
We come back, though, on matters closer to home.
And speaking of pay grades.
Yeah, there's something in today's Daily Telegraph in relation to car parking around Allianz Stadium and the SCG. It's made my blood boil.
Yeah, I'm excited for this because I think you're going to come down on the side of One Nation MP Mark Latham, and it's not often that you two agree.
Yeah, well, he has slagged me off many times on social media, but today I am on his side.
It's a big day.
Hughesy, Ed and Aaron.
The story on page 3 of the Daily Telegraph, which has enraged me and who else has it enraged?
One Nation MP Mark Latham, your old buddy.
Yeah, right. This is what he had to say about what's going on or what they're banning from going on. They're banning cars parking on the grass fields at Moore Park.
Oh,
so
right, yes.
There's grass fields all around the new Allianz Stadium, all around the SCG, all around Horton Pavilion, which are great venues for people to go to in Sydney.
Yes.
So, and there's so much empty space, all these fields, which are perfect for car parking.
They are, and they have been that for a fair while. That's been the case.
But now they want to ban all the cars from rolling onto the grass.
Yes.
Which means that people are going to have to try to take public transport.
Nah.
Or they're going to have to park in really expensive car parks.
Yes. And there aren't any car parks around. That's always been the case. There's the one at the Entertainment Quarter, formerly Fox Studios. But that's it. Apart from that, good luck.
I put it to everyone listening that people don't care about lawns and they want to park on the grass.
Love that. How do you feel about people who go sort of half up on the curb and half off the curb so that they can park somewhere? You know what I mean?
Yes, I know that look.
Exactly. How do you feel about that look?
I'm happy with that look. I'm happy with anyone who finds anywhere. As long as you don't block traffic, as long as you don't block wheelchair access.
What about nature strips?
I'm happy to park anyone. I'm happy for people to park on the nature strip. I'm a real guy. I enjoy parking on a nature strip. I think that's what they're for.
Oh.
They're for cars. I put it to you that everyone listening to us would be happy for people to park on the grass.
And I put it to you that they'd much prefer to pay over $30 to park in the car parks that are a long way from walking distance.
We need to send a message to the state government that this is ridiculous. Or maybe you want to go the other way. Maybe you are a nature lover who really enjoys lawns and thinks that cars ruin lawns. Right now, the board is empty. You've got, what have you got if you ring us?
A family pass to Taronga Zoo.
131060.
Yep.
Do you think cars are getting a tough time in this city?
Fantastic. Hey, do you want to go down the bike lane track? That'll get them going.
Oh, God, bike lanes. They annoy me. So anyone... This is open for everyone to call.
Okay.
You can be the first caller of the week as well.
131060, lines are open. Do you think cars should be allowed to park just wherever?
Not wherever.
Because it's too expensive to put them into car parks.
Should cars be allowed to park on lawns?
Any lawn, any grass.
Public lawns, maybe. In public lawns. Not in your backyard, someone's backyard. So just...
No, you put up the sign. Parking, $20.
That's what they do in America. Everyone
they do it here. You're parking, $20. And then you come inside, park in my backyard for $20.
Send a message.
131060 lines are open. Do you believe cars should have a free-for-all?
Husey, Ed and Aaron.
Well, the war on cars, Husey, you're not happy?
Yeah, it is. It's full on. And anyone who owns a car would know that you're under a lot of pressure. You get they charge so much to go on toll roads and they charge so much for parking. And now they're banning car parking on the grass fields at Moore Park.
Mm-hmm.
So you just want to go and see Elton John, or you want to go to see, you know, bloody whoever.
Well, let's say the Wanderers are playing Sydney FC. It's a Sydney FC home game.
Hey, you just
want to drive.
Want to drive there.
Good luck trying to get public transport to that stadium.
Yeah, I mean, the light rail. I mean, I'm also a fan of light rail, but just put that to the one side.
Well, you're going to have to. You can't be both.
Well, I'm more a fan of cars. Yeah, I love cars, and they should be able to park on the lawn.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby.
Is it 100%? Who have we got here?
Here comes Nick from Glenwood. Should you love parking on lawns, do you, Nick?
Well, I got to admit, like, I'm not a huge fan of it. You know, you've got designated car park. There's places for your car to park, you know?
Nick.
Do you own a car, Nick, or not? Do you own a car, Nick? Do you own a car?
2004 Honda Civic.
Well, that should be. You should be able to park that wherever you like, Nick.
Yeah, but just because I can doesn't mean I have to, you know? And I park where I can in the designated areas to park, you know?
What, Nick? What is your problem, mate? You sound like you. How old are you, Nick?
Mate, I'm about 19, turning 20 in about 2 months.
This is
don't get Thunberg.
This generation,
Nick. Don't get all Thunberg on us, Nick.
Well, that's just how Nick, I feel. Don't. If I'm going to like a sporting event, I'll catch the bus, you know?
Oh, because you have a drink or two? Yeah, okay.
Well, I'll allow that. If Nick's getting on the juice, if he's getting absolutely slammed. But yeah, anyway, I reckon he'll grow up one day and realise that his idealistic attitude as a 19-year-old was wrong.
How dare you?
Let's focus on the Civic.
What if you've got five children, you know?
I get it.
You want to park as close to the stadium as you can.
Yes.
On the closest lawn. All the kids get out of the car
in a loading
and wander
bay.
In.
I get it. What about Nat? Oh, Nat from Bondi Beach. Do you think they should be able to park where they want, Nat?
Oh, look, absolutely. I think it's un-Australian, really, not to park on the grass. It's un-Australian.
The grass will recover, you know, and if it doesn't, bad luck.
Yeah.
So it'll become also, dirt.
And Nat lives in the home of the most expensive parking in the world, that council parking at Bondi Beach. It's almost $100 a day.
It's a killer, really. I mean, it's a mortgage deposit just to go down the beach for a swim. It's a shocker. So, yeah, I think it's un-Australian. We should be able to park on the grass. Come on.
That's nice, isn't it?
Wherever there's room for a car, put it there. You know, again, as long as you're not, getting in the way of wheelchair access.
Yeah.
So you watch for wheelchair access or pram access.
Yep.
And then if it's clear, you park there. Have we got a result? How many people are on our team?
You've had a win here. 71% of people say if it's grass, park on it.
There you go. Take that to Perikai.
You and Mark Latham, you should tweet Mark Latham. What's the last thing he said about you online, Mark Latham?
It was terrible. You're always having a go at me, you know? So that's why part of the reason I gave up Twitter was because of Mark Latham.
Oh, no.
I don't want to get involved in these awful... Who we're looking out for is Kanye West. Reports are that he's heading to Australia.
Well, he has to.
Or that he's... Is there any chance he's already here?
Well, that's
that he's
the thing.
Coming incognito?
Because Bill Gates, formerly the world's richest man, the founder of Microsoft, I didn't know that he was in town until I saw a shot of him walking out of the Australian Museum with two security guards.
See, in Sydney?
Yes.
Bill Gates.
Bill Gates, founder of Microsoft, is in Sydney at the moment. Now, I don't know
why... You know what I need to do? I need to do stand-up comedy somewhere around Bill Gates. Do we know where he's staying? I just want to do some comedy. I want Bill Gates to possibly walk into a comedy club, maybe the Comedy Store.
This is big.
And there I am on stage, and he goes, oh, my God.
No, let's play this out. So you're up on stage.
Doing some gags, generic gags that he will get. Won't mention any local politicians.
No, so you're doing sort of coding-based gags. You could do bits about how you started an IT degree and didn't. Oh, my God.
Yes, so I started an IT degree in 1989. And,
which he would have done at the same time.
Yeah, and I didn't think there was any future in the internet. And I quit after 6 weeks because I didn't want to pay HEX.
Yes.
Which came in after, the bill came after 6 weeks. So I had to pay your HEX.
Oh, I know.
So I quit.
Yeah.
And then? And I could be the next, I could have been Bill Gates. And he's in the audience.
Yep.
And I don't know he's in the audience. And then he goes, I'm here.
I'm here.
And I go, oh my God.
Yeah.
You're my hero.
And he says, you're mine. Here's $1 billion.
Yeah, you can be my court jester. You can come out, come back to Silicon Valley, and for and so whenever.
How much? What's your price?
To be his court jester, to be exclusive to Bill Gates. Bill,
yep. You can't do jokes for Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, even if he asks.
All right, so it's do I have to move over there?
Oh yeah.
All right, so
and you're in a G.
I'm in a G string.
Oh well, yeah.
What Bill wants, Bill gets. I want per year.
Mm-hmm.
Do I get a 3-year contract?
Definitely.
What do I
do? Yeah.
All right, I want $100 million. Jesus. US. $100 million US. 3 years exclusive.
All right.
So well, and that's, then you get everything.
Yeah. Oh, you get everything his little heart
you get
desires.
Everything you want, Bill.
Have you Googled his history?
Is it dodgy? No, I don't want to say it's dodgy, but is it? I'm not going to say anything now because he's probably got lawyers.
Fair to say that the nerds used to party.
I've heard that.
Yes.
That Bill really had a
yeah,
good time.
Bill's really had a red hot go.
Is he still with his wife?
Oh, no.
Yeah, right.
Belinda.
They started their charity.
They started the Gates Foundation.
And they're going to give away billions of dollars, and they got all these other people to give away billions of dollars.
Yeah, and then he
Has
went.
Has anyone ever given, do any of them done it, do you know? Do we know if they've actually given away billions?
They gave away billions. They cured a disease in a country. I can't remember which one it was, but someone came to them and said, if you give us this much money, we can cure this disease in this country. And Bill said, you can have the money, and they did it.
Did they?
Yeah, but the point is, if I can't remember the country or the disease.
We've got off track. We need to come back.
Has anyone seen Bill Gates?
Yeah, well, if you've seen
Bill Gates or Ryan Gosling.
Right now, we are talking to people with daughters.
Mm.
And we're doing it.
Which you are.
Yes, I've got two daughters. My youngest daughter just turned 10. Her sister is 11. And in 4, 5, 6, 7 years' time, they will be bringing boys home.
Oh, goodness.
I imagine, or girls, whatever they want to do.
Okay.
But can you say no to them? Say no, not that person.
Well, what if they wandered in and you thought, I know this guy. Where have I seen him before? And then you remembered that the first time you thought, hang on, there's something up with this bloke, was when he did this on stage.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time.
That's when Kanye West. Was that the moment where everyone went, hang on a sec, something going on with this bloke?
There's
something going on with this bloke.
Yeah, I didn't even know Taylor Swift at that point. So Kanye is now married, apparently, to an Australian girl, 27-year-old. Her name is Bianca Censori.
Censori?
Censori?
Yeah, either way.
C-E-N-S-O-R-I.
She's a 27-year-old who's an architectural designer at West Company Yeezy, and they secretly tied the knot 2 weeks ago in Utah.
And if you don't know, Kanye used to be married to Kim Kardashian. They've got 4 kids, biological parents of all 4. 3 of them were through a surrogate, which, whatever, if you can afford a surrogate, why not?
Mm-hmm.
So he's also got to deal with that.
Mm.
How would you feel if your daughter said, Mom or Dad, this is my new husband, it's Kanye West? If you could go back in time and say no or yes,
yeah,
would you be happy?
Yes. I'd be ecstatic.
That's, Kate Lambrook. She's excited.
Well, we'll get her situation. What's Kat from Bankstown?
Kat from Bankstown, how many daughters have you got?
I have 4.
Okay. Now, one of them wanders in and says, this is my new fiancé, Kanye West. What is your response?
I'd say, hell no.
Hell no?
Would you stop your daughter being with him, even though he's a billionaire?
I don't care. He's an idiot.
Well, yeah, geez, that's strong. But good stuff, Kat.
If you get married, your daughter could end up with, you know, even if she's only married to him for 3 months, you could end up with $100 million, possibly. How about that? $100 million, Kat?
Nah, he's not worth it.
Can we hear from the current ex? Kim Kardashian's doing podcasts. She went on the Angie Martinez show, asked about co-parenting with Kanye. This is what she said.
Co-parenting, it's really hard, mm-hmm. you know? And like,
you're not co-parenting with just anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's with Kanye Yeezy himself. He's now, his new name is Ye, isn't it? So we've got one for no.
Okay.
Who else have we got?
Here's Peter from the Central Coast. How old are your daughters? Peter?
You there, Peter?
Oh, hey. How are you going, guys? Yep.
So you've got 4 daughters. Is that right?
Yep, that's right.
So okay. How old's the oldest?
27.
All right, so she's in the hitting zone. He likes 27-year-olds.
Yep.
If your daughter said, I'm going to marry Kanye, what would you say, Peter?
I'd say bring it on.
Yeah, bring it on, Pete.
Yeah, you like his music.
You love.
You probably grew up with his music.
Keep going. I have the trust. Does she go ahead and do it anyway if I said no? Exactly. So I just have to go with it.
It's her decision.
Yeah, well done, Pete. 3 months.
So father-in-law, you could be Kanye's father-in-law.
Have some lovely chats. Now, Melinda from Warrenora, now you've got twin daughters.
I do, twin 20-year-olds.
Yeah, are they currently in relationships, Melinda?
No, not at all.
All right, so he's got two, either one. Do you reckon one of them would be more Kanye's sort or not?
No, no, and no.
Would you rather your daughters have a lifetime of no partner than go out with Kanye?
100%.
Wow.
But what about, hang on, Melinda, just last question. So they come home with some loser. What do you do? Oh, I'm a local, I'm a fishmonger, which is a great job, but he stinks of fish.
And he's got no cash.
Or,
and he has controversial political views.
Yeah.
With no money. What about someone's controversial views with, $1 billion, Melinda?
No. Too many problems. They don't need to deal with other people's problems.
Yeah, but I mean, in this day and age, with the cost of living, there's a lot of money on this. On what about say $100 million?
No, money doesn't buy you happiness.
Jeez, I tell you what. Well done, Melinda.
Ringing us buys you what?
Taronga Zoo family passes. Right. Take them there. Might meet Bill Gates. Let's reopen those lines. 13 10 60. Let's play Alpha Bucks, 13, 10, 60. Our lines are open and she's chomping at the bit.
Yeah, Kate Langbrook will be in after the news.
She's tried to destroy her own house.
Now, Kate Langbrook joins us. It's Girls Gone Wild. It's parties. It's shots, shots, shots. We got that for the audio. Shots, shots, shots. We get that.
Love
Come on,
that
Nick,
one.
Put that one
Feeling
on.
Feeling shots, shots,
shots. Shots, 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 shots. Your husband's away.
Yes.
And you decided to have a girls' night on Saturday night.
Well, we had lunch. It started at lunch.
Well, girls' day.
Yeah.
It was 24 hours.
Yeah.
Now, Sasha French, one of our senior producers, you spilled the beans. You said the house got destroyed, Sasha.
Yes, after a few espresso martinis.
So the house has been destroyed.
Yes. Well, not till the evening.
So how?
So during the day. Well,
who and how?
In our house, we've got a little swimming pool, but it's upstairs outside one of the bedrooms. It's on a balcony.
Balcony swimming
pool.
It's
really strange. The house is from the 1930s.
I know. And I've been there. It's, needs a lot of work, that house.
It needs a lot of work. And now, after the weekend, it needs a little bit more.
So you've got a balcony pool.
Yeah.
And you all jumped
in. And when
I
say small, it's really small. It's probably the size of, I don't know, 20 bathtubs or something.
You know what? It's a humble balcony pool. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it's humble.
It sounds strange to say that it's a humble balcony pool, but it is.
Yeah,
you look at that pool and you think,
You even because you're standing on a balcony, you often when you're in there, you think, is this even going to hold my weight?
Yeah. Mm.
Because the whole house
looks
has
homemade.
A kind of crumbly vibe.
Looks like it was done by someone. Looks like they didn't follow code and it shouldn't actually be there.
Oh, how heavenly to live in the 1930s where you didn't have code.
Oh, they would have had code in the
30s. No, they didn't. You could just knock up bedrooms and put people.
I feel like the 70s was more a non-code time.
Well,
I don't know.
Would they have got less code?
Because I think that in the 30s they built things to last, but in the 70s, they just rebuilt them without
care.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know.
Higgledy-piggledy is the word you're looking for. Anyway, so we went out to lunch.
How many of you?
Four of us.
Four women.
And a girlfriend had come over from Adelaide. Like we've decided it's a tradition.
Yeah,
right?
So.
Anyway. So, and afterwards, after lunch, we go back to my place and then we have cocktails.
But also your family's away.
My family was away.
So just you on your own.
Well, Lewis was there, but he's the oldest.
He's
in the bungalow.
How old is he now?
At the back, 19.
All right. So you got a 19-year-old in a bungalow. He's not.
So we had a waiter.
Yeah, right.
But no, he didn't. He was out. So, that was
just the girls. Your husband's away.
He was away.
Yeah, so he would have stopped whatever went on, I imagine, because his nickname is Safety Pete.
Oh, no, but he can't stop cocktails.
I know, but he can stop.
He's the worst with that.
But he can stop destroying houses.
Oh, yes, he would. He would. Anyway, so we went for a swim, and what had happened was there's a pool guy that comes once a month, and because of summer holidays and stuff, he left a message and he said, He tried to come, but the level in the pool was too low.
Mm.
So he couldn't, I don't know, what he couldn't use his vacuum or whatever. I don't know. So
why didn't you just, that's your job to fill up the pool.
Well,
isn't
I wasn't there, Hugh. I've been away. So, anyway, so then when I came back, Peter said, make sure you top up the pool so the pool guy can come. And I went, okay. And I want him to come before Saturday, before my girlfriends come over. Right. I don't want them to be swimming in leaves.
In muck.
Yeah. Anyway. He didn't come, but I'd been topping up the pool and I was so paranoid about overflowing it that I kept turning it off and I'd do an hour or if I was having a shower or whatever. I've only been back for a few days. Anyway, so when we all got in the pool, it was quite nice actually. There were some leaves and stuff, but it was the water was sparkling. It was gorgeous. Mm. And we were discussing the level of the pool and I said, I think it's still a bit low. And so we put the hose.
Put the hose in to top it up a bit more.
We put the hose in.
There's four
in the
of you
pool.
There to keep an eye on
it. Yeah. And when later on when I was, you know, as the night unfolded.
Yeah, you're chatting and you're...
I went, oh, I think I've forgotten to turn the hose off to pool.
Yeah.
No. I went upstairs and someone had turned it off.
One of the girls.
Yeah.
Was it you, Sash, who turned it off or not?
No, Carla.
It was Carla, which was amazing because
it would have flooded.
Carla was not turning off any liquid.
She was partying
hard.
Saturday. Carla's a party girl, I know that.
Yeah, anyway.
She just goes and goes and goes.
So I went, someone's turned the hose off. And because I wasn't thinking clearly, instead of going, that's great, and leaving it, I went, I better turn it back on.
Oh, no. And then forgot about it?
And forgot about it. And then we downstairs, we're having a great time, we're...
So when did you first realise it had flooded?
Well, probably about
10 o'clock at
night.
Was
it? I don't know what time it was.
I went out to take some dishes to the kitchen and there was...
Water everywhere.
Water coming through the roof.
Cascaded through into the
kitchen,
downstairs.
Into the
kitchen and the laundry. No, right. It's ruined everything. This is going to cost us a fortune. This is not funny. Does your husband know about it?
Terrible. I told him yesterday.
You've definitely told him.
Well, yes. I haven't told him everything.
So was it?
I just said, don't worry, the water stopped dripping.
What?
And he's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Because then everyone got paranoid. Well, first of all, my girlfriend Georgia was brilliant, just straight away started mopping. That's the fringe.
Inside the house.
Yeah, the water was pouring. We got a sound effect of the water pouring down.
Go on.
And not Sash recorded it.
Here we go.
Yeah, that's the water
like a toilet
coming through a doorway.
Terrific.
Like the
doorway.
Door jam. How's that possible? Is it a lintel or a lintel that goes over the top of a door?
I think it's a lintel because a lintel is a small legume that you would eat.
Yes. Anyway, it was really, I mean, we were all panicking. Then some people, one of whom may be in the room and is not me, panicked and went, don't stand under the pool. It's going to collapse.
It could collapse.
It could collapse.
It couldn't. I
thought that was very smart.
Well, no, because.
Did you get back in the pool after it had flooded?
No, we were done by then. It was really nighttime.
It's going to cost a lot of money to repair, isn't it? Surely.
Well, I don't know. That's not my department.
Yeah, but you've
house.
Anyway, it was quite an extraordinary thing. Then I thought it's probably an overflow because if you've built a pool. In a house that's upstairs outside a bedroom, you'd have something in there that stops it flooding
doesn't
into the
like
room.
Not in the 30s. No. So
yeah, but like not. It didn't flood into upstairs.
That's
it
worse.
Flooded into downstairs.
Yeah, that's worse.
The pool wasn't built in the 30s. The pool.
Pool was built in the 30s.
Was that
with
pool
the
built
house?
In the...
Yeah, that guy built it.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. It's really strange.
So the first people who used to swim in that pool, they'd all be dead now,
yeah,
wouldn't they?
Yeah, and you know that weird blue bar over it that looks like it's holding the whole thing up? That was his chin-up bar. We did some chin-ups, remember?
Now, 131060, who flooded what? Who flooded the house? Who flooded the garage? Who left a hose?
Who left the bath running?
Who left a bath?
Oh.
Yeah, and what damage going to do if you do flood something?
Susie, Ed and Aaron.
Kate, you flooded your house.
Yes.
While your husband's away.
Yes,
you and
the hose.
Three girlfriends.
Yes.
You put a hose in your balcony spa / small pool.
Yeah.
And you forgot about it.
A girlfriend had turned it off and I went, that's great. I better turn it back on.
Right. And so there's a vision. Can we put the vision on our socials of the water flooding down or not?
Is well, okay? Sash was videoing it.
Can we put it on our socials? Yeah, we're going to put that on
Maybe
our socials.
Maybe we will.
Why not?
Who knows what's on? Let me check it. Let me check the footage.
Check the foreground. So, who's done some flooding? Kaz from Kenthurst, did you flood? What did you flood, Kaz?
So me and my girlfriend jumped in her mum's spa. We didn't exactly flood the house with water. It was more bubbles.
Yeah.
We chucked shampoo, shower gel, everything in to make a bubble bath. Then turned the spa jets on and the bubbles just kept coming.
And exploded.
Up the door, up the hallway, right through the house.
So how old were you at the time?
We were about 14.
Yeah, right. That's
and you never forget.
No.
Oh, no.
Because the bubbles take a while to get going, so you think we haven't put enough in.
No,
we'll put a bit more in.
Mm. I would ban bubble baths. I would. I'd ban bath bombs. Bath bombs are a disgrace, and they're just
But they don't make bubbles.
Yeah, but they leave an oil slick that is so. What? Who gets joy out of bath bombs?
Well, obviously not you.
No, not me.
No, but a lot of people do.
You know what? You should have to clean your bath bomb. If you create a bath, if you put a bath bomb in your bath.
Is that a euphemism?
No,
people are getting into the bath because they want to clean their bath bomb.
No,
you know.
Have your kids ever had bath bombs?
No, not the kids. God. I've had them, but when they dissolve and rose petals start floating, it always creeps me out.
It's like an oil slick.
It's like hopping in a bath full of like pink moths.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't like
it. Michael from Borkham Hills, what did you flood?
Hey, just woke up one morning to beautiful sounds of rain and dripping water and went back to sleep about 6:30, get the neighbour knocking on the door from downstairs. Our hot water system had burst overnight, and it wasn't rainfall, but the explosion of our water going through our entire new unit with a newborn.
No.
They'd just replaced the floating floors like 3 or 4 months before we moved in. Yep. Had to all come up, everything. Mm. It was
shocking. How lucky that they were floating floors, though. How
well, this is true. This is true, so, better than sunken floors. So,
so you destroyed your apartment and other apartments, is that right?
Well, we were renting, so thankfully it was just on the surprise for the day, but the landlord got that.
Did you tell the landlord that you woke up to those sounds and went back to sleep, or was that a secret that you kept?
No, we did tell him that, yeah.
Why?
Well, gee, you spared him nothing. I mean, let's just have a moment to reflect on, even though a lot of people dream of having their own home, which is a great dream, there is a lot to be said for when you're in a rental and something goes awry, just picking up the phone and it's someone else's problem.
I know. I'm on the other end of that call.
Oh, I?
Yeah.
Susie, Ed and Erin.
No doubt Sydney is the prettiest city in the world. That is not in dispute.
It's actually stunning.
I say it to everyone, especially I was in LA recently. I don't want to name drop. But I was in LA and there was people there and they said they've never been to Sydney. I said, you've got to go to Sydney.
Sorry, hang on. I don't want to name drop. I was in LA and there was people there. Is actually your, now that's your idea of name dropping.
There were people in LA.
There were people in LA. Maybe. Well, you're right. You haven't name dropped.
The guy, some guy from Ted Lasso. Yeah, that's wow.
Which
popular.
Guy?
That's pretty big.
Which guy? Not Olivia Wilde.
No.
Not Sudeikis, the guy who won all the BAFTAs, the British guy.
Oh, which I don't understand why he won all those awards.
Brett Goldstein.
It's a very strange, I found his character strange.
Brett Goldstein.
Yeah. Is he he's the soccer player who's got the big white teeth.
Yes, he was on stage before me in LA doing stand-up comedy. And
was he?
Yes, and they said, this guy's from Ted Lasso, and the crowd went nuts.
What's his accent?
He's English. And afterwards I said, mate, excuse my ignorance, but you're a bit of a big deal, are you?
You did not.
He said, yeah, well, I sort of am. Yeah, he said, yeah. Oh. And then I Googled him and he's won 2 Emmys.
Emmys?
Oh, yeah, Emmys.
That's the one.
And the nighttime ones, not the daytime ones.
Oh, no.
Anyone can win a daytime Emmy. He's
can
won the
they?
Nighttime
How
ones.
How many have you won?
I haven't won any.
Yet.
Which is fair to say, I was on straight after this guy and they said, you've seen this guy in The Masked Singer Australia. Didn't get as big a reaction, which I was disappointed. With.
Well, they haven't seen it.
I know they
haven't. Didn't know how fabulous it was.
I know, but anyway, whatever. Mm. He's a great show. Mm. So,
how was his stand-up, by the way?
He was a work in progress.
Oh, he's just started.
Yeah, he blamed the crowd. He said they weren't a great crowd. Said,
but they gave him a great reaction.
So they were right for me, mate. I didn't say that.
Yeah, man.
No, let's get to Ryan. Let's get to Ryan Gosling.
Yes.
Who's in town shutting down the Harbour Bridge.
Incredible.
All day yesterday.
Both directions from 3 a.m. to 10 a.m. to allow the filming of The Fall Guy.
Both directions.
Yeah, both directions. They don't often do that. You're absolutely right. The best place was to watch was from Milsons Point train station, but who cares?
But you know what? We're so proud when Hollywood movies are filmed here. We're like, yeah, Australia is the best place. Of course, they're filming Hollywood blockbusters here. But then you hear part of the reason they're doing it. Well, listen.
We're the ones who are actually paying for it. The federal government forking out $30 million towards the project, as well as $14.5 million from the state government.
What?
So that's almost $50 million Australian dollars.
What?
And this is not, excuse me if I'm, well, correct me if I'm wrong. This isn't we're like investing so that we get money back.
No.
This is.
No, so we don't have a piece of the action.
No, we do not.
Is it just like a grant?
It's a gift.
Yes.
What?
It's a gift to Universal Studios.
Why?
One of the
look at us all looking at Sash. Why, Sasha? Why?
It's a Gosling gift.
One of the wealthiest companies in the world.
Now, hang on, you two.
Okay. What?
As a card-carrying member of the Gosling fan club, I need to tell
you. I do love Eva Mendes.
Well, we've spoken to her.
She's not even in the movie.
No, but she's here. Remember we spoke to her?
But how much money is she spending here to justify giving $50 million?
Can you just hold your horses? Because have a listen to what we get back. Have a listen to this.
But there is a silver lining, with the Australian economy expected to receive a $244 million boost from the production.
How?
They always do that, Husey. Whenever government is giving your money away, they always justify it. Like every sporting event, it goes, it will be of $1 billion value to the state. And you're always like, oh, how, where, who,
What is Ryan buying? What's he doing?
Well, how much is he leaving within his hot little pocket? The only thing we can comfort ourselves with is that if we're giving them that's $64 million in total, that's only about $10 US. So that's a silver lining for us.
Locals have been in the film. We've spoken to a couple of people who've been extras in the film.
Yeah.
That's good.
But local
crew are working.
Yeah, that's good.
That's good too.
But however, it's the Sydney Harbour Bridge, one of the most iconic bridges in the world.
Yes.
Are you telling me that movie is set in Australia and when that hits the big screen, it will be like a giant ad for the beauty of Sydney coming to Australia?
When they did The Matrix and they paint it or they paint out the bits they don't like and it could be anywhere, i.e. San Francisco.
Well, what a waste of money that is then.
Well, surely you've got to make that part of the contract.
Yeah, 100% you do.
Otherwise, what is the point? We've just given them the bridge for nothing.
There should be an ad during the middle of the film.
Absolutely.
Where Ryan just breaks out of character and says, come to Sydney. So it's moral dilemma time.
The story so far, have we got this right? You were walking and you encountered four young women.
Yeah, I was sitting. I was sitting on a. Actually, we need a jury as well. We want to get a jury involved here.
All right, here
you
we go.
At the strips, were you?
This is during the day.
Okay.
Right? I'll give you the story.
You're not unknown for people.
Absolutely. You're right. No, it was during the day. Okay. I'll get to the story in a second, but we need a jury.
Yeah, we've got the family passes to Taronga Zoo up for grabs. 13-10-60 lines are open. Get your tickets at taronga.org.au or get them from us for free. 13-10-60 lines are open. All you're going to do is pass judgment on Husey. Simple yes or no. 13-10-60 lines are open.
Absolutely. When we look for the jury, Edward, do you do equal men and women?
I don't see gender.
Or is it a non-binary?
Yeah. But whoever calls. So, but if you want a family pass to Taronga Zoo.
Oh, see the dingo pups.
It's a yes or no question you need to answer. So.
Hear them not bark. Did you know that?
Well, Who's not barking?
Dingoes don't bark.
Don't they?
No.
There you go.
What do they do?
I want to say yelp, but I know I'm wrong.
Do they howl?
Let's
get to the dilemma. Yeah. All right. So it's Saturday afternoon. This Saturday afternoon, my 10-year-old daughter's having her birthday party. It's a sleepover. She's got six of her girlfriends come over, including my daughter, the eight of them. So we're looking for something to do. Let's go to a park. All right. So I walk them down to a park. I'm sitting on a bench while they're all playing in the trees and, you know, just having a great time.
Cartwheeling.
Absolutely. Mm. And then in the park, walks past, I think there was four dressed up young women who obviously had started their Saturday night early because they were like shot. One of them is drinking out of a large bottle of vodka.
Ow.
Oh, straight from the bottle.
Yeah, just sipping it and passing it around.
Prinks.
Yeah, yeah.
Pre-drinks.
One of them had a large sort of a bottle of orange juice, it must have been. So it was like they were doing the vodka and orange, preloading before they were going to some sort of festival type situation.
Right, right. So, okay.
So they walk past the park bench that I'm on. Mm-hmm. So, and mm-hmm. there they are. So they're, I reckon they're 21, 22 maybe.
Mm. Perfect.
Yeah, having the time of their lives. Yeah,
lovely.
So, but as they walk past, they take, they, go, they walk another probably 10 metres past me. They get onto the road and then one of the one with the big bottle of vodka just hurls it into the bushes. And then the one with the orange juice bottle just hurls that into the bushes. So I'm just sitting
there.
Were
they playing some weird game of, you know, that Swedish game people always play in parks with those blocks of wood? Kaplunk or whatever?
They were just littering. They were like, was the one with the vodka, does anyone else want any more? And the other said no. So she just threw it in.
No, thanks.
Yeah, and so the other one just threw it.
Do you think 3 years ago they would have been all worshipping Greta at some climate change?
I don't know. I think these girls would have been.
Don't you?
I don't reckon they were too politically motivated.
Also, they're fun.
Yeah,
yeah, but fun. But littering, littering's these girls not are fun.
The question
Greta's
for me, it happened well within my view. They didn't like necessarily, you know, watch. I didn't. They didn't know I was watching, but I was very close.
Oh, four young girls. How would you? No, how would you not be watching?
No, they were really close to me. Yeah, the young girls. They were adults. They were definitely all adults.
Oh, of course.
But I wanted to yell out, "Hey, pick that up! Don't litter." I wanted I wanted to yell out this.
Sometimes.
Do the right thing. Right. Do the right thing.
Yeah. Should I? Sometimes it's good to have a reminder, even though it always makes you angry.
Should have I yelled out, do the right thing?
Okay.
That's the question. And I wrestled with whether to do it or not.
When they threw the bottles.
Do the right thing.
When they threw the bottles.
Hurled them. It was a hurl. It was an absolute hurl.
Into bushes.
Into bushes, yep.
So could you see them at the base of the bush or did they sort of get caught up in the bush?
I couldn't see them, but they were easy to find. There's no, they would have been easy. It wasn't down a cliff.
Yeah.
Like it would have been easy for them to go and hang on, we have done the wrong thing here. Let's go and pick our bottle of vodka up and pick our you know, carton.
Did they throw, were the bottles empty at that point? No, or they threw them with alcohol in
there. There was enough in there, yeah.
That's weird. Maybe they were coming back to get them.
No. There was no lid. No, it was a proper.
Well, my girlfriend did that once.
It wasn't a stash.
And hit a bottle up a tree.
No, but it wasn't.
No.
This was a hurl.
Okay.
They weren't accurate enough to. Yeah. Right. And the lids were off. There was
lids were off?
Yeah, it was a lid off. It was one more skull and then throw.
That's bizarre.
So 13, 10, 60, the moral dilemma. Should Husey have gone the, what he is doing, he's no littering or let the hurlers hurl?
Yeah. Should you let them hurl?
Do you let them hurl? Do you intervene? 13, 10, 60. Lines are open.
I want to know what Kate would do when we come back. What would she do?
Well, she would have been doing the hurling. 13, 10, 60. Lines are open. New Today FM.
Husey, Ed and Erin.
So it's 5 p.m. Saturday afternoon. I'm sitting on a park bench. Mm-hmm. I've got my two daughters and six of their friends playing in trees behind me because of a sleepover. Mm-hmm. Four young women, I'm going to say they were 20, 19, 20, 21, mm-hmm. walk past on their way out. And one of them was drinking a bottle of vodka. She threw it into the bushes along with another large bottle of orange juice and just kept moving. And I thought, do I yell out here? Do I say, do the right thing?
How far were you from them?
I was probably about 15 metres.
Right. Okay.
So it was close. I could have easily said, come on, bit much.
Did you?
Well,
we don't know.
Did I?
Should you have?
Should I have?
A lot of people weighing
good
in.
Good question.
Here's Jane from Mount Druitt. Should Husey have yelled out?
Look, I would have definitely yelled out and said, why are you wasting perfectly good vodka?
There we go, Jane.
So less emphasis on the littering and more on the wastage of liquids.
Fair question, Jane. There was quite a bit left in that bottle.
It's really weird.
Mm. Potato shortage. Come on, guys.
There is a potato shortage. That's what vodka's made
out of.
There's
a potato shortage.
Thank you, Jane. Natasha from Liverpool. Should Husey have yelled out?
Definitely not. You can't fight off four girls while you have eight little girls behind you. You've got to protect them first.
You think they might have got feral.
They could have arced up.
Oh.
Although
they're young 20-year-olds, definitely drunk. They could be.
Yeah, they're on their way to getting quite drunk,
I reckon. Natasha, if Husey were to choose the way that he would die in this life, fighting off four girls might be quite high up on the list.
Well, you got to weigh that against the protecting the kids.
Yeah, so you're right.
Depends on your moral standing there.
I hear what she's saying there.
Yeah, I get you. Okay, Pat from Rydalmere. Should Husey have told them to pick it up?
For sure, mate. But I'll definitely be careful in case they get feisty.
So yelled, say, look, I don't want any trouble, but can you pick those bottles up? I actually had thought about going over there and picking them up myself, but I didn't. So, yeah. So what is the percentage? What are people saying?
80%, a landslide, say that you should have said something.
Kate, would have you said something? Do you
reckon?
No,
I wouldn't have said something.
You wouldn't have said anything.
I would have, you know me, I'm all big and tough in my mind.
Right.
But I would have been scared of those girls.
I didn't say anything. I let them go. I really thought about it. But you know what I thought? It's none of my business.
If anyone wants it, where is that bottle?
Yes.
I know where it is.
And also, it's worth 15 cents in recycling.
News time. And then what happens when one of our friends, we find a message saying that I've just seen Beyonce live at the most expensive hotel in the whole world?
How the hell did it happen? And it's who was our friend with? One of the most unlikely Australian celebrities was there with our friend. Just hanging out with Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Susie, Ed and Aaron.
What a treat. Imagine that you're just at an event and you're Sonia Kruger, so you're already a legend. And hang on a sec, Beyonce's on stage. Well, that happened. And joining us just before she boards a flight in Dubai is the legend Sonia Kruger. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, oh wow. Kruger.
What the hell? Sonia, you're hanging out in Dubai with, what, sheiks, I imagine. And then Beyonce just turns up.
Yeah, it was crazy. I got this invitation, right, to come to the opening of Atlantis the Royal, this incredible new hotel, private show with Beyonce, Swedish House Mafia, the DJs. Whoa. It was all laid on. And I'm thinking, it's a hoax. Somebody, this is a joke. It's not for real. But it turns out it was legit. And last night when I was watching that show, oh, my goodness, I couldn't believe it. She came out. She actually performed with her daughter. And it was just the whole weekend has been crazy. I don't even know. What day is it today? I'm confused.
It's Monday. I don't know where it is.
So, Sonia, was this the one I've seen online where she's wearing that stunning pink sequin dress or whatever, and she rises and she just keeps rising on this podium?
Yes. She started in this amazing yellow outfit, and then she was out in this pink outfit. She didn't do a lot of dance. She had all these incredible dancers on the stage with her, obviously. She took 120 people with her to this hotel, which has 90 pools. 90 pools.
90?
Have you ever seen anything like 90? It in your life? And you've lived a life, Sonia. Have you ever seen any...
Nothing
thing that comes close
ever.
To what you were involved with.
No. Now, and what do I do now? What do I do now?
You can't come back. It's all downhill.
I just can't. That's it.
Well, you don't have to because you're best friends with Queen Bey.
With Bey. That's right. Mm. And you know, walking through the foyer, there's Jay-Z. Walked straight past Kendall Jenner.
It was just
ridiculous. And then last night I bumped into Ronan Keating. He was there. All the housewives of Dubai.
Well, no, come on. Ronan's still good.
Sonia.
Come on. He's still good. Come on. Give it up for Ronan. Who else? You got any other names? So you've gone Ronan, Jay-Z, and Beyonce. Anyone else?
The Aussie contingent was there. So Rebel Wilson was there.
Yeah.
I had spent a lot of time with Scotty Cam. That was great.
Scotty Cam. In case they needed some renovations.
Well, exactly. It's like, you know how there were influencers and they have 7 million followers, and then there was like me and Scotty. And it was kind of like, what are we doing here exactly?
I can imagine you being there, but Scotty Cam, I can't imagine.
No, I can't imagine.
Oh, hey, he's so much fun, though.
No, we love so Scotty. I spent some time
We're looking through
I spent some time with Scotty in Singapore where we went on a gondola together. And
That sounds
fascinating.
Thought
we were
Did
a
you
couple.
Pick yourself up a new liver on your way back through duty free? Because I think I might have to.
How many people in total, Sonia? So you had a really good bird's eye view.
Oh, we blagged our way because it was set up outside. It was just like cocktail chairs and tables, and they sort of tried to shove the Aussies over to the left-hand side of the stage, but we thought, no, we're going to just go for it, right? So we just sat in these seats, and I was going, just pretend, act like you belong here. We're next to all these Bollywood stars and just people everywhere. And
amazing.
Got to sit right in the front row. It was just incredible. 600. Wow. And it was like a one-hour private
performance. Well, share. Go to Sonia's Instagram to see the whole thing. It looks absolutely spectacular. Thank you, Sonia Kruger, live from Dubai.
Love you guys. See you. Bye.
Good travels.
Susie, Ed and Aaron.
Is Alec Baldwin a villain?
Or a hero?
He can't be a hero.
Well, he's not a hero.
He pulled the trigger and shot.
Yes.
Someone.
Which has catapulted him back into the news because he's now been charged after this unfortunate shooting that happened on a set.
Yeah. Because the person he shot
How
died.
Long ago was that, Edward? A year and a half ago?
Yeah,
maybe?
About a year, yes.
A year ago. Anyway, but I'm not so interested in Alec Baldwin as I am in his absolutely insane wife.
Yeah.
She calls herself Ilaria.
Yep.
And she got busted for pretending that she's Spanish. So much so that when Alec Baldwin first talked about her when he was on Letterman
yep.
in 2013, a year after they'd met or got married mm-hmm. or whatever, he said, my wife is Spanish.
Right?
What does that mean?
That she's Spanish, that she was born in Spain.
She comes from Spain.
Yeah.
She certainly speaks with a Spanish accent.
Well, yeah.
When she came out recently, in fact, 2 days ago, to tell the press to leave her alone and Alec after these charges. So have a listen to her accent.
I want you guys to realize that we have 7 kids. And you being here to escort them to school and to be there when they come home is not good. So on a human level, you guys know I'm not going to say anything to you. You know that.
Okay.
So please.
Right. That's someone.
It sounds like it could be Penelope Cruz.
Yes, yes. She sounds. Yes.
Selma Hayek. Is she Mexican, Selma?
She may be Mexican. She's Mexican.
But she speaks
someone
Spanish.
Who grew up speaking Spanish.
Well, I'll tell you what's really strange. Mm-hmm. So she got busted after she was on a cooking show. People went foraging through things.
Yeah.
English is a second language. So difficult for her. She couldn't remember the name of a basic salad ingredient.
We have very few ingredients. We have tomatoes. We have, cucumbers.
How you say cucumbers?
How you say in English?
But can I say
cucumbers?
And my heart goes out to anyone who has English as a second language because people who grow up speaking English from birth don't realize how hard it is to enter a new culture and try to learn a second language. It's really hard, and these people deserve our sympathy and they deserve to be given some leeway when they can't think of words.
That's true. Yeah. Except she was born Hillary Lynn Haywood Thomas in Boston, Massachusetts, not as she originally claimed, in Spain. Her mum was a doctor.
Did they move away straight away and so she grew up in Spain?
No, when she was confronted with having...
She didn't grow up in Spain.
Faked her. No, she had holidays in Spain.
But she spent most of her time in America.
She's American.
And her parents
Her father can trace his origins, apparently, back to the Mayflower.
That's pretty American.
How did she learn?
Pretty American.
How did she lose the word cucumber?
How did she? Do you want to hear her real accent?
Yes.
This is her talking about, because she's a mad yogi. Mm. She does yoga. Mm. She's also been accused of faking some of the pregnancies of her now 7 children.
Faking the pregnancies.
So she can talk about how she bounces back. Oh, you know the people who love to talk about bouncing back?
Yes.
But listen, this is her voice, mysteriously American.
It's not easy. And I think part of it is that I'm in shape before I have a baby.
Yeah.
And then I stay active when I'm pregnant. Yeah. And I'm not trying to stay thin. I'm just trying to keep my circulation going and stretching and keep my muscle tone up.
Okay. So that's her voice. The voice of a white American woman.
Yeah. She's a fantasist.
Alec Baldwin. Is what I don't understand. Mm. She obviously lied to him when they got together because he totally believed that she was Spanish.
Right.
So much so he impersonates her accent. But her accent, of course, is a fake accent. Mm. This was him talking to Letterman about his Spanish wife.
My wife's on the phone with her hairdresser or her friend. She's like, really? Okay, I can't wait to see you. That's going to be great. Fantastic. What time? 12 o'clock. My wife is from Spain.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, blah, blah, blah. And blah, blah, blah. I don't mean to be racist when I put that accent on there, by the way.
What does Nick? Just
Nick Google.
Crazy.
How does he? That's.
Well, since so then, she's come out and she said she's between two cultures. She's given all 7 kids Spanish names.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were all...
So is there any Spanish in her family? Is her grandmother Spanish?
No.
She has no
Spanish in her family.
Right.
Her father spoke Spanish at university.
Yeah. So it's like you, because you went to Italy for 2 years, just coming back and speaking like
that. Excuse me. Hey, how you say? How you say? A pasta.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the same word in Italian.
So you went to Italy, but now you speak like Super Mario. That is...
Susie, Ed and Aaron.
Absolutely, our thoughts. thoughts are with Erin Molan and her family on the sad passing of their dad, Jim, the legend that is Jim Molan.
Mm.
So we will see Erin soon.
We will.
Now, Katie, you know the money is in the music. Do you know that?
What does that mean? Oh, the three songs. Yeah.
Listen, Today FM's, the new Today FM's $104,000 money in the music. Pink, Mariah Carey, and Bruno Mars is who you're listening out for. Any three songs by those artists, back to back, in any order. That's when you call 131060 to get your share of the cash. Thanks to Australian Survivor Heroes versus Villains, starts January 30 on 10 and 10 Play.
Who's any Australian celebrities that can get filmed today? I can't.
Because of Noosa?
Yeah, because of Michael Clark in Noosa.
Yes, I'm
He's back on air today, hasn't mentioned it. So,
oh, is he on here?
No, he hasn't mentioned it. So, yeah. Will not mention it.
Why wouldn't he mention it?
Carl Stefanovic doesn't mention it.
Why don't they mention it?
Come on, mention it.
Oh, it's a gift they've given themselves.
Ratings gold.
Why wouldn't they?
It's ratings gold. Well, come on, you two.
Well, actually, I was getting an ice cream last night with my family and my wife. We're outside the
what
ice cream.
What
flavour? We got, because I'm plant-based, we got plant-based chocolate. Plant-based.
What do you mean
coconut?
We got? Do you make everyone eat your vegan flavors?
No. Just I ate it. And my wife shared. She shared a plant-based situation. Our children didn't.
No.
Anyway, so and we got Sushi Train as well. So yes. So
what did you get there?
Sushi Train.
Just rice.
No. You get the tofu.
Oh,
and
tofu.
Tell you what, the Sushi Train bill can pile up real quick though, can't
it? Yeah. Is that when it just comes past and you take a little
plate.
Sauces?
My son is like got 10 plates. Mate, yeah. This is, and then ordering extra off the menu.
Yeah, because you can eat a lot.
You can't go the menu as well. There has to be a moratorium on that.
Well, hang on. Do you pay flat fee for anything off the train?
No.
Sushi Train should be all you can eat.
It should be.
It absolutely should be. So the bill was astronomical. And then we had ice cream afterwards. Anyway, at the
ice
cream.
Lucky you're a very successful man.
Yeah, exactly.
Who's rarely at home.
No, I'm,
so then you want to.
I was at home all weekend. So
oh
thank
my
you.
God.
So,
hang on. Can you play some hero music?
I was at home all weekend.
And then a hero comes along. You know what, Kate? You missed this. At the start of the show, he said that he passed up what he said were, quote, quite good paying stand-up gigs to be at his daughter's birthday.
Right. Were you invited to Dubai?
No, it wasn't
to
Dubai.
Introduce Beyonce?
It's down the road because another comedian had COVID. Yeah. So, but it was literally down the road.
And
like
you passed it up.
Yeah, I was out. Yeah, I passed it up. So, but out the front of the ice cream shop, my wife said, "How about I scream at you right now? There's people around, and they can film it."
Oh, for papping! Yeah. I thought it was an ice cream pun.
No, it was just scream at you.
Oh,
get the shirt off.
Why don't you? Yes.
Get the shirt off and get a
limp. Oh, my goodness, it's stage one in the park. Although, you know why I don't like to do it?
Why?
Because every woman who's been cheated on could hear the anguish in Jade Yarbrough's voice.
Yeah.
And I don't like to enjoy that part of it, but, gee, I loved that idiot hobbling around with his hammy. Oh, I swear on my daughter's life. That guy, right. That was deeply enjoyable.
Well, he's got a big bruise on his hammy. He did say that this morning.
From falling over?
No, just from pulling his hammy. I don't know how he pulled it.
Oh, was it not pulled in the accident?
I don't know how it was pulled.
I mean in the fight.
I don't know when it was pulled.
Was it pulled prior to
the fight?
He won't
say when it was pulled.
We need to know when it was pulled. I thought it was because he fell over.
It was already pulled.
No, it was already pulled.
It was pre-pulled.
I don't know when it was pulled, but it was pulled before the
video
started.
Did he turn up at dinner?
I don't know.
Pre-pulled and with his shirt off?
Not sure.
I don't believe it. The pulling had to happen.
Someone must know.
So eventually they're going to talk.
Tell me, what about the chef? I clicked onto this during the week. The chef at the meal.
At the restaurant.
He broke his silence.
He broke it?
Yeah, so I clicked on that.
And?
He said, oh, that was perfectly pleasant.
And also, I believe they'd be generous tippers.
He said it was a great night. A little bit of yelling at the end.
Nothing memorable.
We will see you all tomorrow. Susie, Ed, and Erin.